Addressing a news conference in Harare today, non-governmental organization leaders voiced concern at the recent increase in violence in the country, targeting civilians and human rights defenders as well as political activists. The organization said the pattern of violence showed that the country is not ready to hold elections this year, as President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party have urged. The Movement for Democratic Change formation led by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has said elections should only be held after broad reforms. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition spokesman Philip Pasirai said the violence reported around the country posed a threat to democratic elections.
We require the inclusive government to respect its primary responsibility of protecting its citizens. And the message to our colleagues, the pro-democracy elements within the inclusive government, is that they risk being irrelevant if they just sit by and allow people's civil and political liberty that is to be trampled upon. We also ask for the inclusive government to desist from targeting civil society actors going about their work through unwarranted police action and interference. I've already said that we are concerned by this. We are concerned by the besieging of our offices, offices of our colleagues, confiscation of material.
Pasirai urged South African President Jacob Zuma, mediator for SADC in Harare, to intervene within the context of the elections roadmap he has proposed to prevent bloodshed in the approach to the next round of elections.
We want to bring it to the attention of President Zuma as the SADC point man on Zimbabwe, that there is no peace in Zimbabwe, there is no peace in our communities, there is no peace in the urban areas, there is no peace in the rural areas, and that this peace is being disturbed by the military. We want it to be factored within the context of the roadmap to elections, that the military has got no role whatsoever to play in the political process. The military must be confined to the barracks. We also urge the African Union to come good on its promise that they will send to Zimbabwe an assessment mission to assess if conditions on the ground allow for a credible election.
Irene Petras, director of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, said a group had recorded more than 300 cases of violence and forced disappearances in less than 2 weeks.
We've also seen enforced disappearances starting again. We've received at least 3 different reports of enforced disappearances. These are crimes under international law. We thought that we had seen the end of enforced disappearances and abductions when people like Justina Mokoko reappeared and went to court and were vindicated that their rights had been violated by those actions. Unfortunately, it's not the case. We continue to see those things happening today. And finally, we also have been seeing the targeting of non-governmental organizations and specific individuals who work within the civil society.
Representing the Christian Alliance, Bishop Anselm Magaya urged Zimbabwean churches to organize protests against the violence.
We also would like to encourage the church people to once again show their visibility and speak very clearly and loudly against these acts of violence, but also more importantly to provide pastoral psychosocial support and care for the victims of violence.
The civil society organization said they were seeking meetings with Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri and both co-ministers of Home Affairs Teresa Makone for the MDC formation of Prime Minister Tsvangirai and Kembo Mohadi for ZANU-PF to examine the pattern of violence. Some observers said the violence was related to persistent talk of upcoming elections. As reported, Mr. Tsvangirai said yesterday that he would not commit to elections in which violence played a central role, calling on ZANU-PF to implement democratic reforms that would ensure a non-contested election outcome. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.